Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by Joy and Peace broadcast today. And I hope something will be said that will help you along your way with the topic that we have today, which is an exciting topic today. But before we go into our topic and our scriptures, we will have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, I thank you for your amazing, your undeserving and compelling love. Thank you, God, for saving us. Thank you, Lord, that everything, we trust you and seek your help. Hear our prayer today, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful example of confidence and strong faith we discovered in the Word of God, dear Heavenly Father. As we go further in the Word of God today, dear Heavenly Father, open up my understanding, open up my ears, dear Heavenly Father, that I'll be able to tell each and every person that's listening, what you're giving to me today, dear Heavenly Father. I'm asking you to touch each person that will touch this line today, dear Heavenly Father, or either later in the archives. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for this day in Jesus' precious name. Amen and thank God. Well, today I'm going to be speaking on how to get unanswered prayer answered. And before I go right into that, I'm going to tell you some of the reasons why your prayers are answered. One, lack of faith. You'll find that in Hebrews 11 and 6. And the Word of God says, not me, but the Word of God says, it's in your Bible if you haven't tore it out. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You know, we cannot please God without faith. Prayer is not merely begging from God. It is believing God and his word. Faith will come forth and grow as we devote our attention to the word of God. You'll find that in Romans 10 and 17. Our faith can also be built up by praying in the Holy Spirit. You'll find that in Jude 1 and 20. And I hope you have your Bibles because I'll be going from time to time to different scriptures. That way you can read this for yourself. Another thing is wavering faith. You know, you'll find that in James 1, 6 through 7. But let him act in faith with no doubting. You heard me? No doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. But let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. You know, there are those who allow every wind or feeling or circumstances to influence or discourage their faith. One day they believe, but the next day, they are ready to give up and throw in the towel. You know, such people usually base their faith on their feelings or emotions instead of God's word. They who waver in their faith can not expect to receive anything of the Lord. Our faith, my faith, your faith, must become stable, steadfast, and consistent to receive from God. You know, but how to get an unanswered prayer answer? I'm glad you asked. But let him act in faith. Here come faith again. Nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You know, if we have unbelief in our heart, God cannot or will not answer prayer. Unbelief will hinder the answer to our prayer. You have to believe. You can't have unbelief when you're asking God for something in prayer. Faith is believing in what God's word says and standing firm upon his promise. Faith results in God answering our heart petition. And as I went through that on unanswered prayer, some may have lack of fellowship with God and his word. You find that John 15 and 7. And it says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. But it's saying, abide in me and my word, which is Jesus' word. You will ask what you desire and you shall be done for you. He's going to do it for you. You know, unanswered prayers are sometimes a result of absence from fellowship with the Lord and his word. We have to stay in prayer. We have to stay in the word. Jesus promised that if we would remain in his fellowship and allow his word to remain in us, this would produce result in prayer. My. We're talking today on how to get unanswered prayers answered. And first of all, you have to have the faith as small as that mustard seed. And you cannot have unbelief in your heart. Those are the main factors. And faith is believing in what God's word says. You got to believe in what the word of God says. And you must stand firm upon his promises that he have given you. And when you have that, that faith results in good answering and in God answering our prayer and our petition. For anyone that would like someone to call in, the number to call in is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And I had someone to email me when they saw this topic, and they were going to be at work. They weren't going to be able to come online, so they emailed me, and they were saying how to get unanswered prayers answered. And this is what they sent me. They said, by being persistent, and most of all, believe what you pray for. You got to believe that God's going to do what you have asked him to do. Also, having the faith in God, he would do just what he said. But the answer is, if your word line up with the word of God, and if the Holy Spirit do not reveal to you the will of God as what to pray for, God do not have to answer, excuse me, your request. And please stay in a forgiving mode at all times, which keep you in God's grace. Someone sent me that. You know, that is so true. Staying in a forgiving mode. You can't go around with unforgiveness. You need to ask for forgiveness. If you know you've done something, said something that hurted anybody, and you still asking God for something in prayer, you have to go to your brother or your sister and ask for forgiveness. And another thing, too, for unanswered prayer is unconfessed sin in your life. Yeah, I went to 1 Peter 3 and 12. For the word of the Lord says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. You know, there is no doubt that sin would disrupt the flow of God's blessing and answer to prayer. David wrote, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. You read that in Psalm 66 and 18. All act of rebellious and disobedient to God is considered sin. Sin of commission are those over acts which are done in disobedience. My. However, sin of omission are those things we do not do in obedience, but know we should. You'll find that in James 4 and 17. You can read these scriptures at your leisure. The remedy for all sin is to confess it to God, forsake it, and ask him to forgive you. You'll find that in 1 John 1 and 9. We're talking about how to get unanswered prayers answered. You have to check yourself. Go through each one of these things I'm telling you to see if they're lined up with the Word of God. You want to please God. In 1 John 3:22, it says, and whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleased in his sight. You know, answers to prayers come when we seek to keep his commandment and please the Lord with our life. This is not to suggest we've earned answered prayer any more than we can earn salvation, which come only by faith. You'll find that in Ephesians 2:8-9. He answers our prayers from his grace and mercy. You'll find that in Hebrews 4:16. Not merely from our good deeds, however, keeping his commandment, pleasing the Lord, is a product of our obedience to his word, which is faith in action. You'll find that in James 2:20. And what are his commandments? He commanded that we all to love the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul, to love our neighbors as ourselves. You'll find that in Mark 12:30-31. Jesus said we are to love our brethren as he loved us. This is my commandment, that you love one another. You heard that? Love one another as I have loved you. Lack of love, bitterness, unforgiveness is the root of many unanswered prayers, since faith works by love. You'll find that in Galatians 5:6. And you know, faith is the assurance, persuasion, expectation that God will do what he has promised. When you pray in faith, you do not wonder or hope you will receive that which you ask. There will be a deep inner knowing in your spirit that cannot be shaken when you go to God in faith. You know, faith is a gift God gives us to produce the answer to our prayer. And I'm glad you asked, what is faith? It is the confidence, assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot see, yet see. You'll read that in Hebrews 11:1. We sometimes find it difficult to take our mind off our problems and focus them on God. God's word encourages us to take our eyes off the problem and place them upon the bigness of God. God said the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You'll find that in James 5:16. And as I was reading that, faith is a gift God give us to produce the answer to our prayer. We have to have faith. We can't give up. We have to have that faith. That faith is small as that mustard seed. And you know how small a mustard seed is, and we got to have that mustard seed faith. You know, we can't have that wavering faith, which you'll read in James 1:6-7, saying, but let him act in faith with no doubting, for he who doubt like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind, for let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the law. You know, there are those who allow every wind of feelings or circumstances to influence or discourage their faith. They, you know, go back and forth like the wave tossed about in the sea. One day they believe, but the next day they are ready to give up. No, we can't have that wavering faith. We want to know how to get unanswered prayers answered today. And it starts with your faith. It starts with belief and not unbelief. And, you know, some people misunderstanding of faith. Go to Mark 11 and verse 24, and it said, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Many do not understand that faith is believing in reality of things, even though we cannot see them, in Hebrews 11. Jesus said that when you pray, you must believe that you receive your answer at that moment. The word receive comes from the Greek word lambino, which means to receive now, mean present tense. He said we will have them, have come, which means to possess later, future tense. So when you pray, we must believe in the finished result of our prayer. And we will eventually experience the tangible result sometimes later. Today we're talking about how to get unanswered prayer answer. And you have to have faith, first of all. You have to have belief, not unbelief, but belief. I have some guests that are on, and when y'all get ready to speak, just press 1 on your keypad, and I'll bring you on the switchboard. Thank you so much for coming to the line today on Joy and Peace. You know, God's requirements for answered prayers include walking in obedience to his word, believing that God cares and answer prayer, being persistent and praying like Elijah did for rain. You remember in those scriptures how Elijah prayed for the rain? He was persistent. He didn't give up. When you got a prayer, you want to get through to God. He heard, but you let God know, I'm not turning this loose, God. I'm going to pray this prayer. I want to be blessed. I need my family members saved. I need my children saved. I need to come up out of this situation I'm in. I need my thought pattern changed. So you got to pray in earnest and persistent, not giving up, not throwing in the towel. You know, and as I was reminded in the Word of God, 7 times Elijah told his servant to go toward the sea. And on the 7th time, a cloud appeared, bringing forth the rain. But look how long he had went, 6 times before he seen the cloud on the 7th time. But he kept going back. He kept doing what God said do. You know, friends do not stop because their answer does not seem to come in our timing. Our timing is not God's timing. So we have to be persistent. We just keep going. God may according to our timetable, but we have to trust in God. Someone is calling in. Excuse me. I'll go back to friends do not stop because the answer does not seem to come. We can't stop you all. You want your prayers answered? We need to do what God say do. I have a caller on the air. I think they want to come in. I'm going to check and see. Oh, no, they're on mute, okay? Praying in the will of God is essential. Knowing we will receive that for which he has made provision. Praise God in advance for the answer. When we look unto God, he gives us hope because he said all things are possible to him that believe. You'll find that in Mark 9:23. And, you know, I do that. Praying in the will of God is essential. Knowing we will receive that for which he has made provision. Praising God in advance. That's what I do. I start praising God in advance. I'm praising him for what I didn't ask for. No, it may not have materialized right then, but I'm giving him praise right then. I'm saying hallelujah. I'm just giving him all I got. Every amount of my gusto, I'm giving it to God. Because I'm coming to him in a prayer a praise, and a worship. All three different ones, prayer, praise, and worship. Because I'm coming to God sincerely, because I want him to answer my prayer. And I want to get that unanswered prayer answered. So, you know, as I was reading a little bit further in the Word, talking about improper motive, you'll find that in James 4 and 3. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasure. You know, we have to watch our motive and our prayer requests, our concern to the Lord. He wishes to help us in our time of need, but is not obligated to answer prayer, which will merely feed our carnal, worldly appetite and lust for pleasure. Our motive and desire can be corrected by humbling ourselves and drawing near to God. You'll find that in James. I'm going to turn over there to James, the 4th chapter, verse 8 and 10. Let me turn over there and read what thus saith the Lord. I have a lot of scriptures I'm giving you today where you can go in your quiet time and read and see what God is saying to you concerning unanswered prayer and how to get an unanswered prayer answered. Okay, in James 4, the 8th verse, it says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, you sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned unto mourning, and your joy to heaviness. And verse 10 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. You know, you got to go to God humble. You can't go to God no any kind of way and expect all the blessings from God. You want him to do everything and you doing nothing? Oh, no, no, no. It's something you have to do. It's something that you will have to do. And you know another thing, too, for unanswered prayer and how to get it answered? When you to go to God, not asking in God's will. You'll find that in 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14 and 15 verse. And it says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, not our will, his will, he will hear us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have of him. I have someone that wants to come in. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
Praise the Lord this morning, great overseer.
Praise the Lord.
So glad
to have you on this morning.
This is Prophet Andrew Sims of out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the way, of Atlanta, Georgia. One of the reasons that that a lot of prayers are unanswered, and, you know, a lot of people are about to get upset with me about what I'm going to say, is simply this. Is most people that claim to be Christians are really not Christians at all. They are sinners. And to give you scripture about this is that the Word says that the Lord does not hear the prayers of sinners. Now, if all of us claim to be saved and Christian like we are, then why aren't the prayers being heard?
Okay.
And what you just read in James, the 4th chapter, it tells you that, you know, it's quite apparent from what you just read that we have to be sinning if we have to break down and do what we do in order to be able to allow God to hear. So the fact of the matter is simply this. Most of us don't realize that we are sinners and have not met the qualifications that are necessary in order for God to hear us. So when you look at the true illustration of it, great overseer, when you talk about accountability, you go tell a person that, hey, I hate to tell you, the reason why your prayers aren't being answered is because you haven't qualified yourself. You're a sinner. You're just a straight-up sinner, and you're sinning for God, and God is not going to hear your prayers. And that's just that. And it's quite evident, as you can see, in this world and this time today, that people aren't really, according to the 11th chapter of Hebrews in the 6th verse, says that they that without faith is impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. And they that God must believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. So when you flip that around, you look at, am I really going to get a reward? You come to find out, great overseer, that people really don't believe they're going to get a reward. Because the results actually show that they're in a sinning state. And because they're in a sinning state, their prayers are missed. Because they're not what it is they should do. Now, the statistics prove that. The stats prove that, great overseer. There's quite a few things that are going on that reveal that we are sinners and that God is not hearing our prayers and we're praying amiss. And until a person gets to the place to where they don't want to be sinning anymore, then things will change. But when you look at accountability, who is it that's qualified, great overseer, to be able to reveal the fact of what is being said or done by people that are actually sinning to where they can't get their prayers answered? So when you look at accountability, you know, you don't have the preacher. The preacher can't say nothing about it. The deacons can't say nothing about it. The mothers in the church and the members can't say nothing about it because everybody's scared to point the finger one to the other. And so what happened? Nobody's held accountable to make a change. Everybody is saying, well, it ain't right to judge this, and it ain't right to judge that, but that's not what the scripture says. The scripture says you got to call a ace an ace, a heart a heart, and a spade a spade. But in the church, everybody is the majority of the people are just actually straight up sinning. And you can see that by the results. Now, I know people will get upset about what I'm saying, but the proof is right in the pudding. That's exactly what it boils down to, according to the word of God. It says the Lord does not hear the prayers of sinners. And that's just it, straight up and down. So how are you going to get your prayer answered if you're sinning? So I thank you for your time, and if anybody would like to comment on that, I definitely want to hear what they have to say because, you know, I'm looking for some clarity on this myself. Any other observation that somebody else see, I would like to know what it is other than what I've just mentioned. Thank you.
And that is, you're quite welcome. That is so true, because when I decided on this topic, so many people, even on prayer lines and stuff, want to know how to get an unanswered prayer answer. What do they have to do? And they praying and they praying, but they don't see a change. And that a lot of people are asking that. And I gave some common reason why, you know, their prayers had not been answered. And like you say, we should be able to get that in the local church on being taught on how to get an unanswered prayer answer. But if you don't go to God and get clarity by faith and belief on it, you can't get it, like you were saying, the sinners. Not, you know, getting the prayer through, and a lot of the so-called church folk is not getting a prayer. They're supposed to be in the body of Christ, and they don't know which way to go. They'll be the first ones throw up their hand, and they're supposed to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, to be able to help the sinner man come from out of his sin, his or her sin, and tell them what they need to do, how they can pray, how they can get a prayer answer. And I have another caller. Call if you would like to say something regarding this. Just press 1 on your keypad. Don't be afraid. Just come on and speak up. Let me bring you in. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. God bless you all.
You're on the air.
This is Minister Tanya in Oklahoma. This
yes,
is
ma'am.
A really good lesson because this blesses me because, you know, I'm an intercessor myself, and I'm always praying. And one thing I can truly say, how to get unanswered prayers answered, have you got to first pray with a sincere and clean heart towards God. Psalms 51 and verse 10, when he said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. So in other words, my heart, right before God could be answering my prayer, my heart has to be right for number one. You cannot come to God and we cannot come to God with just any kind of heart. Our heart is going to be clean and right before God, number one. I think about the story, even as with David, he's one of my favorite people out from the Bible, because one thing with David, he used to do a lot of things out from the Bible, but even with that, he was able to repent. And once they were repenting, God was able to use him. God was able to answer his prayers. And not only that, another way to get our prayers answered is praying the word of God. He said his word to put it in remembrance of his word.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 55 and verse 11. So shall my word be that go forth out of thy mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things where I send it. So in other words, In order for us to get our prayers answered, we have to pray the word of God. And I'm learning every day for whatever situation I find myself in, I have to find words to back the situation up.
Mm-hmm.
If a person needs to be healed, how to get to find scriptures off on healing. If we need finances, find scriptures on finances. That's why he said we have to pray the word of God. And also another way to get our prayers answered is by praying up in the Holy Spirit. Once we pray in the Holy Spirit, how the Bible say that how we are praying the mysteries of God. Even how you said it earlier about Jude 1:20, how you said building up ourselves and our most holy faith by praying up in the Holy Spirit. Even once we pray up in the Spirit, the enemy, he's not able to comprehend. He's not able to understand the things that we are saying. And then once we pray up in the Spirit, we are speaking right to the Father. And then that's how he's able to answer our prayers. Praise God.
Amen.
The Lord.
If we have anybody else out there that would like to talk on this subject, the phone number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again to call in is 646-716-4389. We would like to hear your input on how to get an unanswered prayer answered. It's someone else out there I know listening to the sound of my voice this morning, and we invite you to call in, because we all are seeking God ever the more through his word, through the word of God. Everything we are saying going to come through the word of God. We're going to give you scriptures for everything we are saying through the word of God.
Praise God.
And as I was listening to Minister Tanya there talking, and I went to Galatians 6 and 9, with still talking about how to get unanswered prayer answered. And, you know, some common reason why you're not getting your unanswered prayers answered because lack of perseverance. You know, in Galatians 6 and 9 tell us, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So many people lose and give up so soon. Probably the greatest reason that some prayers go unanswered is because many give up praying and believing. They give it up because you ask God tonight for such and such a thing to materialize in the morning for 8 o'clock. Because it ain't done, you give up on God and you give up on what you answer for. He not a Santa Claus come down the chimney knocking at the door with you a care package. It don't work like that. You know, and they give up believing and praying before they receive their answer. You know, and as long as we have the promise of God's word, be patient and persistent. Keep believing. Don't quit. no matter how long it takes, God has a due season when he will bring the answer to pass. A lot of you out there in ministry, God called you to ministry, you prayed, you start praying, and you wanted this big fine church overnight, or you just picked up the Bible and went to running. He done told you, stay in prayer, study, to show thyself proof. It's different phases, different things you're going to go through until you get to where he wants you to go. You're not going to get everything in one night because you won't be able to handle it because you haven't even went through a process yet. And the prayer answer, you got to go through some processes or something. You know, everything ain't going to come instantaneous like it's microwave. No, you got to be in earnest. God know whether you need what you ask for then. He'll tell you yes, no, wait, not time. Or it's things I know. He's told me it's been 30 years. All of them haven't come to pass, but I haven't given up on them. I still pray and I still give it to God and go on for what he had me at in that season in my life. Is a season going to come for everything, just like Ecclesiastes? It's a time and season for all things. And that with your prayer, some prayer, and what a lot of people got to realize, some answers are going to come by fasting and praying. Some of these prayers, you got to fast on them. But everybody think everything going to happen. Osmosis, boom, there it is. Oop, there it is. I know Prophet Sims has probably been praying for some things longer than both of us. All of them may not have come to pass. God didn't tell him no, but it wasn't time yet. Minister Tanya, you've been praying for some things. They have not materialized, but she is persistent. She's still praying for them. She haven't given up, and he's given us things day by day, little by little. And all we have to do is open up our eyes, attention. You know, this is a confidence that we have in God. If we ask anything according to his will, he hear us, and we know he has the petition that what we ask of him because we allow the Holy Spirit to come in and know the mind of God. He knows our heart and would intercede on our behalf. I'm going to turn over here to Romans 8 and 26 and read what it says in Romans 8 and 26. And the word of God say, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us.
Yes.
With groaning which cannot be uttered. My. Is he in your Bible if you haven't tore it out? I'm going to read that again. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. It's telling us that. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. When we go to God in prayer, we have one thing in our mind, but out of our mouth may come something totally different. In our heart, we have one thing, but God is looking at the heart. He know what you need before you ask him, but he tell us to ask him. Ask him in faith, and that word faith come back again. Faith, you know, let us ask in faith, nothing in wavering. I mean, don't go to him wavering. For he that wavered is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. But let not the man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. And then when, just because you don't see tomorrow or next week, don't get that unbelief. Because they say if we have unbelief in our heart, God cannot or will not answer prayer. Unbelief will hinder the answer to our prayer. So it's letting us know. We don't need to have unbelief. Keep believing, no matter how long it takes. No matter what it looked like, what it seemed like, when you done give your petition before God, you expect it. You just start saying, any day now, I don't care if somebody get tired of hearing you say that. And when you be doing something at your home or just walking or driving, you say, any day now, Lord, I thank you. I thank you any day now. I know it's going to materialize any day now because you expecting that thing. You praying for it. You fasting for it. And you trusting in God for it. My. You know, be willing to accept the fact that God loves you so much that he wants only good for you. Another thing you have to do, submit your will to God because he is sovereign and he knows best. He knows best. He's telling you to submit. And a lot of people don't want to submit to authority. They don't want to submit to nobody. They think they can do everything on their own. And when they get in a jam, who do they come to? The very ones that tried to talk to them, tried to give them an answer, tried to give them the word of God and tell them where to go, like Minister Tanya was saying and Prophet Sim. You go to the word. Read what does the word say. And a lot of people fall short of that because everybody don't want to be obedient. They don't want to be humble. They don't want to submit. And it ain't going to take nothing off of you to submit. It ain't going to take nothing off you to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, and we as a people need to go to God in prayer and let God work through us. Not us want to take up and do everything we think on our own as soon as mess up. Well, but then you calling on God. Well, God, why are you doing? God told you to wait. God told you right, not right now. But you took it upon yourself to run off with that ball and didn't have all the understanding and everything. I'm going to go to 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verse, and see what that says. And the word of God say, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, not our will, his will, he hears us. Verse 15 say, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, you know, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. My. Ooh, here he's telling us about prayers and unanswered. You have something else you want to say, Prophet Sims, Minister Tanya?
I did, yes, ma'am. Earlier, even I went to Ecclesiastes 3:1, how he said to everything, how there is a time and season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So with that, I mean, I'm learning also, with our prayers, I'm learning every day. Some things have to be prayed for. God maybe not answer right there, but even with that, he heard our prayer. But then also, we have to make sure that we are in the position. And to receive from God the things what we are asking for. It's all about time. But also too, even with Daniel. When he prayed his prayer, God heard his prayer. But even with that, his prayer got heard for the 21 days. His prayer got heard from the heavens for the 21 days. It was not that God didn't hear the prayer, but God heard the prayer the first time he prayed. But then it had got heard from the spiritual world, from the spiritual realm for them 21 days. It's the same thing with us. That's my scripture. It's Isaiah 40:31 when he says, "But they that wait upon the Lord." We should believe that you mount up on wings as an eagle, that you run and I'll be real. I'm learning every day. I don't care whatever I pray and ask God for. He is not going to give me anything what I'm not prepared for spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make sure, as for whatever I'm praying and asking God for, I have to make sure I'm prepared for those things. And God, he's not going to give us anything. He's not going to give us anything that is going to hurt us. So everything's come on. Everything come back onto God on his timing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is so true.
It is about God's timing.
That's
even
right.
How the Bible says his time is not like our time. Everything come on God's timing. The time is up for everything. So I'm learning every day. Once I pray for something, just once I pray for a situation, don't keep asking God for it. After I pray for something once or twice, I change my prayer. Instead of praying for it again, I change it to a praise. Well, hey, Lord, I thank you that that is already done, but God is even awaiting. There are other things I need to be doing until I receive that answer. I just learn how to just praise God off in advance, even before I see the stuff. That's why I'm learning every day. Just once I pray for something, after I pray and ask God for it, I just trust God. If it's going to come on God's time, he's not going to forgive me anything. He's not going to give me anything what I'm not prepared and ready for spiritually.
Lord, praise the Lord. That is truly wonderful. I just want to add, I'm coming from the very beginning, and I can say this: blessed assurance, Jesus has mine. And you can be on the right road going in the wrong direction. And I never really understood that, everyone, until I began to start understanding when you talk about assurance.
Mm-hmm.
The confidence to know that God will answer prayer. Being able to know without a shadow of a doubt when you pray that the angels are going to move in your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to know that when you pray, like Paul did, by the thorn in the flesh, that you're going to be able to hear from God. In other words, there's going to be a dialogue taking place with you. Now, me as a prophet, I need to know right off the bat, everyone, that God is hearing what it is that I say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as the minister was saying about Daniel, the 21 days, by Jesus coming on the scene, we're able to get an answer right away now because of the sacrifices that he's made.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know right off the bat if God is going to answer my prayer, if he's going to honor it, if he's not going to honor it. I don't have to be wondering and be in bewilderment about it. I don't have to be listening to voices in my head. As a prophet, I need to know immediately that God is going to answer my prayer, or he's going to give a reason why he's not going to answer my prayer. So when you look at the song Blessed Assurance, I need to be assured that when I pray that something is going to happen, and I won't have to hear a lot of stuff in the back of my head to state things that will not give me the confidence to let me know. So when you look at the fact from the very inception, according to what Minister Tanya was saying about a person, how a person's heart has to be right. See, you can be going, staying and living in the church, on the church, in the steeple of the church, sleeping at the church, and not get your prayers answered. You can be at the right place, but the wrong things are not happening. The wrong things are happening. So my only saying is this, if a person not aware that they are sinning, and apparently quite most people don't know that they are sinning.
Mm-hmm.
Have an idea. A lot of people in the church right today, y'all, is on a reprobated mind in reference to sinning. They don't believe that they are sinning at all. So, when you look at the fact that people are constantly praying, you look at the sickness in the church, y'all. Come on, let's be real now. The sickness in the church is not going down. The list for finances and breakthroughs is not going down. It's going up. So let's be realistic, y'all. The stats reveal that whatever we are praying about ain't working. So what's the reason why it ain't working? We're on the right road going in the wrong direction, and the devil is sitting around smiling and laughing in our faces about it. He said, well, okay, they're praying. That's just like what we got on the prayer line this week coming up with Yahweh School of the Prophets. We got a subject that we had folks were praying, and this lady was praying all the time. She was praying all the time, Minister Tanya, and she came and knocked on somebody's door to get some help. She was sleeping in the church. She stayed at the church 5 or 6 hours a day, but she come to somebody else's door crying in agony and pain and wanted to know why come the Lord would not answer her prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to explain to y'all that it has to be something more than what we're hearing because it ain't working. The stats prove it. The stats prove that we are living in a state of sin and people are not calling it the way that it is. It's just that simple. You know this lady at 85 years old had to be living righteous. You know this lady at 85 years old had to be doing the right thing. What's she going to be doing at 85 years old? So that the pain and the agony that she was going through and while she was crying that she needed a relief and why come God would not answer her prayer, she was not doing it the right way. That's what I'm trying to get everybody to see. So you can be on the right road going in the wrong direction, and you can be sinning and not know you're sinning. And here it is, you nullifying your prayers to God because of a lack of sinning and faith in your life. That's where it works. It's quite evident. So I just want to make that clear. And, you know, I want people to understand there's a principle and a technique to get to God in a way to get your prayers answered. Yes, and I just had to mention that great overseer. That's a lady, 85 years old, knocking on people's door to be able to get a release that she thinks that's Christians. Do you hear me?
That's right. You know, I was listening to this, and you said this lady was at the church at least 5 hours every day or whatever, and she still couldn't get an answer. At the church.
At the church, 5 to 6 hours a day, and couldn't get a breakthrough. And she's going in the neighborhood. This happened just last week. Knocking on people's doors that she thought was Christian to get some relief from the pain that was on her life. And she ended up at the right place. Praise the precious name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
She ended up at the right place. And so when you look at the fact that unanswered prayers taking place, because the sins of the reprobated mind of people is not able to get through to God. That's just where it is. Now, I challenge anybody to come against what I just said. It's just that simple.
Yes. Yeah, because that is so true. You go to the church and you leave the same way you went. It's no change. It's nobody can discern what's going on. If they see it, they turn a deaf ear to it. They're not trying to, intervene into it. Ooh, my. Ooh, when you feel like you have prayed, prayer has not resulted in the answer you expected, you may wonder, why? What happened? Prophet Sim just said that. That was my next little thing I was going to say. Prophet Sim just told you why and what happened. You know, releasing the prayer into his hands, remember that God is right there beside you. His love will be your strength, even when you do not understand. God has not planned any defeat for you. God will answer your prayer in his time and according to his will. And Minister Tanya was saying, touched on that a little bit when she was speaking. I thank God for y'all two coming on today to share in how to get unanswered prayer answered. Because people are sitting in their congregations throughout the country, from Sunday to Sunday, from Tuesday to Tuesday, Wednesday to Wednesday, coming sick, leaving sick. Coming in sin and don't know how to come up out the sin. I hope sometime today or this week that they will go to this program and listen in the archives on how to get unanswered prayers answered. Because it's there for the action. All they have to do is just turn on their computer, press that button, and listen. Go back to the archive. Then check your word. Check yourself. Am I living right? Am I doing what God say do? And as prophet say, I'm on the right road, but go in the wrong direction. You know, and in my closing, as I went to Mark 11:23, another thing is failure to apply spiritual authority. In Mark 11:23 say, for surely I say to you, whosoever say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he said will be done, he will have whatever he said. You know, there are times that some prayers may not get fair. Well, until we incorporate the spoken authority of the name of Jesus. The reason for this is that the problem we face may sometimes be a product of an evil spiritual origin. You know, and as Paul writes, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of darkness of this age, against spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly place. You'll find that in Ephesians 6:12. In such case, our prayers may need to engage in what we call spiritual warfare to obtain results. My. I hope you all have been blessed today with the topic that we brought forth to you today. I hope there were some nuggets, some scriptures that you wrote down that will help you along the way. And I want to thank you for participating, coming on, and those that may come in our times later. Thank you so much for coming on, Joy and Peace. Let them know that you enjoyed the show. Just send in or press whatever it is on favor if you enjoyed the show, if you enjoyed the word of God that was brought forth today. We would really appreciate it. And as I always say, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all that is listening today or tonight and tell you just how much I love you. And it ain't nothing you can do about it. Minister Tanya, would you say a prayer for us and close us out, please, ma'am?
Sure. Father God, we just come right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you, God, for this time of fellowship in your word. And we just pray, even if the word go, I would just pray, God, for this word to be a blessing to the people on today to listen to this word today or later. God, we just decree, God, this supply. We just pray, God, for faith. God, we speak peace. We speak strength. God, just protect and just cover each person on today. God, we ask all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Sims, for coming on and helping us this day.
Praise God. Thank you.
You know you're always welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Show every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. So
praise the Lord.
Free to begin. And Minister Tanya, thank you so much again for coming in and for praying and for sharing what God had given to you. Thank you so much. I could not have done it all by myself. God sent me forces to help me today. And I thank God that he know how to do it, when to do it, and how to do it. Hey, thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And as we leave the show, but not God's presence, we're going to keep each and every one lifted up in prayer. And we want y'all to have a wonderful, a blessed, and a beautiful day in the Lord. And until next Wednesday, be blessed and stay tuned. You have another exciting topic for next week. Stay tuned. Keep your dial to Blog Talk, Joy and Peace Outreach. Until next week, bye-bye.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are off.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let's do it, great overseer.
Yes, sir.
Minister Tanya and I were on the call last week. And like I said, this lady came to Prophetess Banks' house knocking on the door. Somebody she didn't even know. Somebody she didn't even know him.
Uh-huh.
And she's 85 years old. Sleeping in the church. And she had pains in her back so bad, she said it felt like somebody driving nails through her back.
Jeez.
And she's knocking on people's door to try to get some kind of relief, that hoping that they were Christian enough to where she can get some kind of relief. She done had, she was like the lady with the issue of blood. She done had two or three surgeries and then took all kind of medication. Was nothing working at all, period. And she was in excruciating pain. And on the door, Prophetess Banks, and had the prayer warriors of Yahweh School of the Prophets to pray for her. And within less than 30 minutes, she was loose, delivered, and set free.
Praise God.
She walked out of the Johnson when she's out of pain, you know.
Jesus,
so,
thank you, Lord.
When you look at, that's a living testimony that took place. And Minister Tanya out of Houston was on the line when this happened. That's why she didn't say nothing, because it exposed every bit of all that mess that she's carrying around trying to tell people that they're false prophets. It exposed of it. It was not a planned skit. Was not a planned play. We don't even know who this lady is. Don't have no slightest, don't have no slightest idea. But she got a prayer answered. And she got a prayer answered. She didn't get it answered at the church.
All right.
She didn't get it answered. None of her friends. But we were able to come together as a group of Yahweh School of the Prophets. And this lady rejoiced. She left rejoicing going out of the house because of what the God had done.
Praise God.
But we give him all that glory and all the honor and praise. So when you look at the fact, you're talking about unanswered prayer. Why did she get her prayers answered? 85 years old, all she got to do is stay before the Lord. She ain't doing no sinning hardly, right? If she doing it at all. Now, let me show you what's a sin that a lot of people don't know what's a sin. You really want to know what a sin is? What people don't understand what really is a sin?
Yes, sir.
I'm finna bust a bubble right now.
Yes, sir. I got my paper and pencil ready to write.
Get back to the table.
Show you what is a sin that people don't even know that it is a sin.
What's that, Prophet? What is it, Prophet?
It is. When you don't have no faith, it's a sin.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The fact of the matter, when you lose faith, when you lose hope, it's a sin. And if you lose faith and lose hope because of the sin, you ain't going to get no prayers answered. Now, you can be praying. This is a technique that we're going to learn. You can be praying with your audible mouth. And your consciousness and your heart will be contradicting everything that you're saying with your mouth. Your heart and your consciousness will be overruling what you say with your mouth. You can have the right intentions from your mouth, and your heart and your consciousness will be nullifying exactly what you're saying. Now, when you look at the fact, what the Lord says in Joshua 1:8, see, we don't know how to meditate on the word of God in order to dispatch all three functions of our body, mind, and spirit into one area. We don't know how to do that. We don't know how to meditate on the word of God. Our focus would be totally and solely on the thing that we're requesting. We don't know how to do that, because it's not being taught in the church. You can be saying one thing out of your mind with your mouth, and your consciousness and your heart will be thinking about something else. Did I cook the food right? What about them folks around the corner? You hear that in the back of your mind. And so this is the reason why come a lot of prayers aren't answered, because of the fact we don't know how to control the atmosphere that's functioning right within the confines of body, mind, and spirit. And this lady cried on the phone the other day. She says, I've done everything I know to do. I prayed. I don't know why God won't answer my prayer. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm living a righteous and a holy life, but I don't know why God won't answer my prayer. Now, this lady's in pain and agony crying, and she don't know why.
And she not says knowing she, that. Oh, Jesus. Mm.
Went to all the church people. The church people could. And the fact of the matter is when you say something, you got to know. I done told folks this, and I keep telling folks this, and nobody ain't listening to what I'm saying. If you don't know what your rank is in the spiritual realm, it ain't no need of you praying.
Mm-hmm.
You aware of your rank in the spiritual realm because you ain't fighting against no flesh and blood. You're fighting against principalities. Yeah. And when you look at spiritual warfare, you got in the natural life, you got privates, you got generals, you got colonels, you got sergeants. It's the same ranking in the spiritual realm. So where do you stand in the spiritual realm? How you going to fight a war and you don't know what ranking you are? How you going to defeat somebody and you don't know who you are?
You can't.
If you're not aware of who you are, then how are you going to defeat me?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not aware of what you're fighting against, y'all. Come on now. You got to know this. And so when you go, you know who you can get to help you, and you know who you can get to support you if you know that you're not strong enough to fight a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. We don't know this, okay? That's why we've had on the call, you know, what ranks are you in your anointing? What ranks are you in your connection with God? What ranks are you with the Holy Ghost? That's why we've had that. If you don't know what, if you don't know who you are, then how is somebody else going to know who you are?
That's right. You're supposed to know.
You got to know. If you ain't got no confidence and assurance in yourself, then who else is going to have confidence and assurance in you?
Nobody.
Nobody. It's just that if I go into to fight with martial arts, and which I've had fight training in martial arts and in combat, I got to be aware of my potential or my ability to be able to defeat the next man. If I don't have the realization, the knowledge, and the wisdom of how I'm going to fight or defeat the next man, well, then I'm already at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you being in the military, with your husband being in the military, a great overseer, we lost the Vietnam War because of the fact we did not know our enemy, and we were superior to our enemy. But we didn't know it. So he defeated us. Am I right?
That's right.
So Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell y'all something. I want y'all to hear this very carefully. I'm going to let you go. The devil is so thankful to God that we are praying